تفضل استريح. بليز بي سيتد. بسم الاب والابن والروح القدس الواحد امين. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. My beloved, whenever we bid farewell to one of the beloveds who departed, I feel compelled to talk about the parable of the talents. Because I feel that whenever I stand here and behold one of our beloveds to have left, I remember this parable. It's chapter 25th in St. Matthew. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. And likewise he who had received the 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and had his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received the 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have it, what is yours. But the Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 2 10 talents, for to everyone who has more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. My beloved, each one of us have talents. It doesn't matter whether we have 5, 2, or 1 or more. It doesn't matter. But the truth is, each one of us have talents. The basic talent that we all share together, and we cannot debate about it, is life itself. Life that God has given us is a talent by itself. So the first fact that we have to understand and believe out of this parable is that all of us, we were given talents. Regardless how do you feel about yourself, because sometimes people would say, I don't have any talents to serve God. I don't have any talents to give account to. But this is not true, because life itself, the time that we live here, is a talent by itself. The second thing that we understand from this parable is that it doesn't matter how many talents we have, but really what matters is how do we do with them. The one who have the five, the one who has the 2, both heard the same message when they were honest and faithful. Well done, you're honest and faithful servants. You have been faithful over little. I'll make you faithful over much. Enter into your Lord's house. And the one who has the 1 talent, if he was faithful and honest with it, he would have received the same message. So for God, with God, there is nothing called much or little, a great or minor. A person with 5 talents who has a first class and second class and third class. Nothing. We are like different containers before God. It doesn't matter how big is the container, but what matters is whether this container is full or not. So first, I have to believe that I have talents. Second, I cannot compare myself with others saying, how come I don't have 5 talents? How come I only have 1? How come I only have 2? Remember, at the beginning of the parable, Jesus said, he gave each one according to his own ability. God will never ask me more than what I can do. And this would lead me into the third point. The third point is, God is giving me the talent knowing that I can and I will be able to trade with them. Otherwise, it's going to be unfair for God to give me more than what I can be trusted with and accountable for. So, first, each one of us has a talent. Second, it doesn't matter how many talents. What really matters is what I'm doing with them. And thirdly, God knows that with the talent that I have, I'll be able to handle them and be faithful and entrusted with them. The other point, my beloved, is that those 3 servants, we don't know their names. They are unknown to us. And when Christ is talking in a parable with no names, this means that it applies to all humanity. So I can find myself in these characters. We don't know them. There are people around us that we don't have any idea about their life, but inside their hearts might lay great treasures and great talents that we have no idea about it. God is not interested in the work that we do as much as how much love in the work that we do. And I believe we can do great things, but at the end, God will not measure us with the great things that we do, but rather in how much love and how much honesty and how much faithfulness we have put in the work. This is what the oil in the lamp is that in the same parable, in the same chapter 25, is telling us about the 10 virgins. The lamp. It doesn't matter what kind of lamp and how big it is, but the matter is how full this lamp was oil. How much love you put in your talent, how much love you seed in your life with others, with your family, with your children, and with everybody. So, standing here today, bidding farewell to a father who brought a family, we might not know all the details of his life, but we know that he was have given talents. And we know that being close to Christ, that we can see the fruit of his talents. And he is now meeting with the Lord and saying, here are my talents, O Lord. In the feast of Saint Anthony, if you follow the readings of the liturgy, you'll find that we are reading this parable, the parable of the talents. But the church in her wisdom stops at the second servant. And he who had 2 talents came back and he gave account and he received the joyful message. And we stop it here. We don't continue about the message about the third servant. Because standing before Saint Anthony as a character, we are before a model or a servant who have been faithful and successful in his talents. As if the church is telling us we have to belong to the first 2 examples, but not the 3rd one. God is the only one who knows deeply in my heart and in your heart, how are you doing with your talents? It might, and most probably, and most of the cases, nobody knew about your talents. But God knows. And it doesn't matter how people feel about it, but what matters is the master himself. We don't know about many people around us, but we know that God knows everything. In every tiresome, in every time they labored for the sake of their family, and every time they did a kind action, and every time they offered a pure and silent repentance, and every time they assist people around them, and every time they did something out of kindness and love. I believe that in the example that we're standing before, we have a servant who have received talents, and we pray to God to give us also the ability to hear the same message. Well done, you're fruitful and honest servant. You have been faithful over little. You will be made over much. regardless of how little I feel, but trust in your heart that you have talents. Trust in your heart that God has given you what it takes to make them fruitful, and trust that in every action we do, we have to remember that it must be love, it must be honesty, it must be kindness to people around us. We pray to God to repose the soul of Mr. Nagy, and to give condolences to the family members, and to give us the eye to see that it's a parade, that people who have left, we are following them. And we remember that, as we say in the creed, every day of the church life, we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming ages. I mean, we look means our eyes are set upon that. We say that we feel and we believe that this is no more a terrible incident that happened to humankind, but rather it's a bridge that links us to eternity in which God had destined us to and prepared us for. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.